This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent User Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. What time will you leave on Friday? 2. Are you eating at home tonight? 3. Who are you going to the cinema with? 4. How much did it cost you? 5. How far away is the restaurant? 6. Do you still work at the supermarket? 7. Would you like to come to my party next week? 8. Which train will we get? 9. Do you think this top suits me? 10. Can I purchase 3 tickets for Thursday's concert?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. What time will you leave on Friday? 2. Are you eating at home tonight? 3. Who are you going to the cinema with? 4. How much did it cost you? 5. How far away is the restaurant? 6. Do you still work at the supermarket? 7. Would you like to come to my party next week? 8. Which train will we get? 9. Do you think this top suits me? 10. Can I purchase 3 tickets for Thursday's concert?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. What time will you leave on Friday? 2. Are you eating at home tonight? 3. Who are you going to the cinema with? 4. How much did it cost you? 5. How far away is the restaurant? 6. Do you still work at the supermarket? 7. Would you like to come to my party next week? 8. Which train will we get? 9. Do you think this top suits me? 10. Can I purchase 3 tickets for Thursday's concert?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, Mum. How are you this morning?
I am well, thank you. I'm just calling round to ask how Felix is doing at school.
Ah, thanks, Mum. Felix is progressing well in his studies. His teachers are very pleased with the improvements he's made.
Good. How is he doing in science? I know he was finding the homework quite challenging.
I think he's actually surprised himself this term. I have his book here. Look at his last three tests. He got 95%, 98%, and then 89% in the last test.
Oh, I wonder why he said he was finding it so difficult.
When I spoke with him last week, he said that although he enjoys the experiments, the theory is complicated and he struggles to remember the answers when he's asked in class.
Perhaps it's just a lack of confidence, as his tests clearly show he knows his stuff.
Maybe.
How's he doing in his other subjects?
At parents' evening, his history teacher was very pleased with him. His coursework is of a high standard. He's predicted a B, though his teacher says he could get an A if he continues to work hard. All of his teachers are impressed with his progress. His handwriting could be neater, though. The examiners do need to be able to read his answers in the exams.
You must be pleased. But I'll talk to him about the handwriting. A friendly word from his grandma can always help. Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Mum. How are you this morning?
I am well, thank you. I'm just calling round to ask how Felix is doing at school.
Ah, thanks, Mum. Felix is progressing well in his studies. His teachers are very pleased with the improvements he's made.
Good. How is he doing in science? I know he was finding the homework quite challenging.
I think he's actually surprised himself this term. I have his book here. Look at his last three tests. He got 95%, 98%, and then 89% in the last test.
Oh, I wonder why he said he was finding it so difficult.
When I spoke with him last week, he said that although he enjoys the experiments, the theory is complicated and he struggles to remember the answers when he's asked in class.
Perhaps it's just a lack of confidence, as his tests clearly show he knows his stuff.
Maybe.
How's he doing in his other subjects?
At parents' evening, his history teacher was very pleased with him. His coursework is of a high standard. He's predicted a B, though his teacher says he could get an A if he continues to work hard. All of his teachers are impressed with his progress. His handwriting could be neater, though. The examiners do need to be able to read his answers in the exams.
You must be pleased. But I'll talk to him about the handwriting. A friendly word from his grandma can always help. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good afternoon. Arnold's Toy Store. How can I help?
Good afternoon. Could you check whether you have some toys in stock, please? It's my son's 5th birthday and he's provided a list of toys that he would like. I just wanted to check what you have in stock and the prices, please.
Of course. What is the first item on the list?
The T-Rex dinosaur with moving jaw.
Yes, I know the one you mean. There are actually 2 different versions. One is 28 centimetres long, and I think the other is about 18 centimetres long. We have both in stock. There is a discount on the larger one. So it's cheaper than the smaller one. It's £25 until next Friday.
That's brilliant. I'd like the 28 centimetre one, please. The next item is a superhero costume.
Unfortunately, we no longer sell costumes. We found too many of them were faulty.
OK, do you have the Lego Batman set? It comes with the Batcave and car.
Yes, we do have Batman sets. But actually, they're 2 separate sets, not 1 set. One of the supermarkets was doing a deal on the 2 sets together a couple of months ago, and it has caused some confusion. I could do you the car for £15 and the Batcave for £23.
£38 was more than I wanted to pay, really. I'll see if I can get them cheaper elsewhere.
Well, I could sell you both sets for £35.
Wonderful. I will take those and the dinosaur then, please. Can you hold them in the name of Briggs and I'll collect them this afternoon?
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good afternoon. Arnold's Toy Store. How can I help?
Good afternoon. Could you check whether you have some toys in stock, please? It's my son's 5th birthday and he's provided a list of toys that he would like. I just wanted to check what you have in stock and the prices, please.
Of course. What is the first item on the list?
The T-Rex dinosaur with moving jaw.
Yes, I know the one you mean. There are actually 2 different versions. One is 28 centimetres long. And I think the other is about 18 centimetres long. We have both in stock. There is a discount on the larger one. So it's cheaper than the smaller one. It's £25 until next Friday.
That's brilliant. I'd like the 28 centimetre one, please. The next item is a superhero costume.
Unfortunately, we no longer sell costumes. We found too many of them were faulty.
OK, do you have the Lego Batman set? It comes with the Batcave and car.
Yes, we do have Batman sets. But actually, they're 2 separate sets, not 1 set. One of the supermarkets was doing a deal on the 2 sets together a couple of months ago, and it has caused some confusion. I could do you the car for £15 and the Batcave for £23.
£38 was more than I wanted to pay, really. I'll see if I can get them cheaper elsewhere.
Well, I could sell you both sets for £35.
Wonderful. I will take those and the dinosaur then, please. Can you hold them in the name of Briggs and I'll collect them this afternoon?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast 1. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Student artists are showing their work in Colchester City Centre thanks to a new project. The Alcove project was set up in 2023 by Colchester City Council and the Sixth Form College to encourage creativity among students in the community. The council said a wide selection of work, from traditional paintings to digital pieces, was submitted. The winners of the project currently have their art on display at the Art Centre Cafe until the 29th of February. Next, the pieces will be displayed on Osborne Street from the 2nd of March to the 30th of March as part of the Council's vision to make Colchester a city of culture. Natalie Summers from Colchester City Council said the exhibition was an opportunity for student artists to share their creative vision with a wider audience. Generally, the art has been liked by local people, with many commenting that they hope to see more art displayed in public spaces.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
Student artists are showing their work in Colchester City Centre thanks to a new project. The Alcove project was set up in 2023 by Colchester City Council and the Sixth Form College to encourage creativity among students in the community. The council said a wide selection of work, from traditional paintings to digital pieces, was submitted. The winners of the project currently have their art on display at the Art Centre Cafe until the 29th of February. Next, the pieces will be displayed on Osborne Street from the 2nd of March to the 30th of March as part of the Council's vision to make Colchester a city of culture. Natalie Summers from Colchester City Council said the exhibition was an opportunity for student artists to share their creative vision with a wider audience. Generally, The art has been liked by local people, with many commenting that they hope to see more art displayed in public spaces.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
A competition to find the best kept village in the UK county of Lancashire took place on the 16th of October last year. Separate competitions are held to find the best small, medium and large villages based on their appearance. The village of Sabden won the prize for best large village. The village of Grindleton won the small village class, with Roughly Village coming second. Meanwhile, Elswick won the overall champion village plaque. There were also 15 outstanding features awards given out in the competition. The finals judge was Sir Peter Openshaw, and he joined the team on Monday to present the awards. Councillor Richard Newmark said they are delighted that Sabden had won an award this year. This is a fantastic competition which encourages all the village people to care for and maintain the villages to a high standard. Volunteers regularly take part in repairing fences, cleaning signs, weeding flower beds and litter picking activities. Councillor Newmark went on to thank the parish council and in particular Sue Clark and her team of volunteers for all their hard work to get Sabden ready for the competition this year.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
A competition to find the best kept village in the UK county of Lancashire took place on the 16th of October last year. Separate competitions are held to find the best small, medium and large villages based on their appearance. The village of Sabden won the prize for best large village. The village of Grindleton won the small village class, with Roughly Village coming second. Meanwhile, Elswick won the overall champion village plaque. There were also 15 outstanding features awards given out in the competition. The finals judge was Sir Peter Openshaw, and he joined the team on Monday to present the awards. Councillor Richard Newmark said they are delighted that Sabden had won an award this year. This is a fantastic competition which encourages all the village people to care for and maintain the villages to a high standard. Volunteers regularly take part in repairing fences, cleaning signs, weeding flower beds and litter picking activities. Councillor Newmark went on to thank the parish council and in particular Sue Clark and her team of volunteers for all their hard work to get Sabden ready for the competition this year.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.